Animal magnetism. Quote, as named in Christian Science, animal magnetism or hypnotism is the specific term for error or mortal mind. It is the false belief that mind is in matter and is both evil and good, that evil is as real as good and more powerful. This belief has not one quality of truth. It is either ignorant or malicious. The malicious form of hypnotism ultimates in moral idiocy. Close quote. And the textbook says, quote, in science, animal magnetism, mesmerism, or hypnotism is a mere negation, possessing neither intelligence, power, nor reality. And in sense, it is an unreal concept of the so-called mortal mind. Close quote. The point to see is that as long as we admit life, substance, and intelligence to be in matter, man will be at the mercy of sin, sickness, and death. There is no other way, since the admission constitutes all there is to sin, sickness, and death. It is claiming another mind. A mortal is nothing more than a belief that mind is in matter. Quote, animal magnetism or hypnotism is the specific term for error or mortal mind. Close quote. And disease is a false sense or an error. Then animal magnetism is the specific term for all disease. See that you handle all disease from that standpoint. Handle animal magnetism. That is the only way to heal. Matter and mortal mind are one. Quote, matter and mortal mind are but different strata of human belief. Close quote. Quote, science shows that what is termed matter is but the subjective state of what is termed by the author mortal mind. Close quote. From our study of Christian Science, we know that matter is mythology. And there are other definitions for matter which Mrs. Eddy gives us, such as, quote, the contradiction of spirit is matter. Close quote. Again, quote, matter is a misstatement of mind. It is a lie. Close quote. Let us consider these points of view, and that is all they ever are. First, that matter is mythology. We know without reservation that mythology is not real. Mythology is clearly a fantasy, always the product of imagination. Fantasy and imagination are never outside the mental realm. The second definition of matter is the contradiction of spirit. It is again self-evident that a contradiction is wholly mental and wholly in the mental realm. It is a denial of what is true. To have a denial, we must first have the truth present before we can deny it. Since we know that truth is spirit, and spirit is real and eternal, then whatever denies spirit is unreal and valueless. This denial of spirit is wholly mental, and is that which Mrs. Eddy calls matter. The next definition of matter is that it is a misstatement of mind. We know what mind is, and we know mind is God. We know that, quote, all is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all, close quote. This is the basic truth of Christian Science. Then to misstate mind is useless and is of no avail, and a misstatement is wholly mental. Now, the last definition of matter is that matter is a lie. You know what a lie is. And you know just what to do about it. If you are not sure the lie is unreal, then that very uncertainty indicates that you have not the full understanding of the truth. If there is an element of doubt lurking in your thinking, then the lie will challenge you, and you will not be able to stand your ground. And for the moment, fear will have the floor. Now that we have proved that there is no matter, it is only a false belief, what shall we do about it? Anything that has to do with matter is a mortal mind experience. It is material sense. Matter is a belief of something external to mind. It is always in the realm of there. It is never here. The textbook says, quote, mortal mind sees what it believes as certainly as it believes what it sees. It feels, hears, and sees its own thought. Close quote. Quote, to divest thought of false trusts and material evidences, in order that the spiritual facts of being may appear, this is the great attainment by means of which we shall sweep away the false and give place to the true. Close quote. Here she plainly says that material evidences are wholly in the mental realm. How could you divest your thought of them if they were outside your thinking? So, all matter or material evidence is in your thinking. In the book of Revelation, you see that the great red dragon has two servants, the beast and the false prophet. Now, the beast stands for matter, and the devil endeavors to get you to continually treat matter, and this constantly fools you. Jesus knew that there was no matter, and taught you how to overcome the beast. In her chapter, The Apocalypse, Mrs. Eddy calls these two servants the devil's angels. She says, quote, his, the dragon's, angels, or messages, are cast out with their author. The beast and the false prophets are lust and hypocrisy, close quote. Now, lust is materiality, and it always carries with it the suggestion of something outside of consciousness. You lust for that which you think you do not possess. You lust for sex, for power, for money, etc. This is all error, the things of the world. This is what Jesus overcame, and about which he told you to rejoice, for you could do likewise. The other servant of the devil is the false prophet. It is the belief of minds many, the belief of false identification. It is the belief of having a mind apart from God. This angel, the false prophet, Mrs. Eddy calls hypocrisy. Now, a hypocrite is one who is acting, one who puts on an act contrary to his true character. He is not being his true self. You must never identify yourself in thought, word, or deed as separate from God. Mrs. Eddy, through her revelation, the understanding of the one mind, brought the great truth to us that, quote, all is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Close quote. Anything which contradicts this fundamental truth is error. All error which appears as mortal mind, matter, sin, sickness, disease, and death is animal magnetism. Animal magnetism is defined as the specific term for error. The thing to do is to always handle animal magnetism. See it for what it really is, but you are tempted to handle something apart from mind, something which you think is separate from mind. All these things are simply decoys to trick you and waste your time and make your works and acts futile. There is a great difference between handling animal magnetism and destroying it. You cannot destroy nothing. That is all error is. Nothing. When you attempt to destroy nothing, you give it entity. Quote, evil is nothing, no thing, mind, nor power. Close quote.